Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC Q1 2015 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, 14th of May, 2015. I will now hand the conference over to your speaker today, Małgorzata Sopcińska. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on today's call. I'm being accompanied by Thomas Kurzmann, the CEO of GTC, as well as Erez Boniel, the CFO of GTC. We will shortly present you the Q1 results and achievements, and then we will be available for your questions. Let me now pass the microphone to Thomas for a short introduction.
Good day to our Q1 2015 report. We would like to keep it short today because there's no big issues on that. We want to move into the presentation and start with highlights of first quarter 2015. We can report improvement in operating results. We do have a net profit up to 8 million euro compared to a net loss of 2 million euro last year, first quarter. The underlying profit before tax is at euro 9 million compared to euro 6 million last year, the same quarter. The rental and service revenues are constant, same level at euro 27 million. The rental margin was improved from 72% to 74% compared to the last quarter in 2015, and the interest cover is at 2.7 times. The loan-to-value improved slightly to 52%, and the cash generated from operation is euro 13 million compared to 11 million in Q1 last year. We do have insignificant revaluation of property and portfolio, which is only 0.4 million out of fit-out, and there's another reserve we had to build on a share of associate companies in Ukraine on a euro 1.6 million. We do further proceed, which is important for us, on asset disposal. We could close and sell the deal at Galeria Buzău in the first quarter, and we could sign a preliminary but binding agreement to sell our office building in Kraków, Kazimierz Office. This transaction will hopefully be finalized during May, during this month. We are still working on restructuring of loans related to non-performing assets where the company gave corporate guarantees and where we are in breach of covenants. We could return one project back to the bank, which is Felicity. It's a residential project in Bucharest. We basically could reach terms with lenders on loans related to non-performing assets in Romania, Croatia, and Bulgaria. Since we do have now a little bit changed situation because of the failure of the capital increase, these negotiations are a little bit more difficult, but still ongoing. On the portfolio overview, we do not show any changes since the end of last year. We still have the same allocation. The total portfolio per sector is still dominated by office, 53%, and the second biggest is retail on 25%. The residential part with 3% is getting smaller every quarter and will almost disappear at the end of this year. The income-generating asset allocation, which is about 991 million euro, is heavily focused on Poland with 41%. Romania and Hungary, second biggest markets with 16% of the portfolio, and Serbia and Croatia at each 10% of the portfolio. 6% is left in Bulgaria and only 1% in Slovakia. I would like to pass the microphone now to Eras, who will elaborate a little bit more on the key financial details of this first quarter 2015.
Thank you. Good afternoon. We will start from page 8 of the with the financial highlights and the key indicators. We are starting with the underlying profit before tax. This indicator shows the normal or regular profit from operations without the non-recurring items. As can be seen, there is one more quarter of improvement in addition to the trend that started a couple of quarters ago, mainly thanks to the operational and financial cost savings. This also is reflected in the next line, which is the cash from operating activity that shows quarter on quarter 2 million euro improvement. Total property have increased mostly in the residential inventory and the land bank following the settlement of the Felicity residential project loan. The net debt also decreased by the Felicity loan, in addition to the normal amortization of around about 10 million euro per quarter. The NAV has improved by 11 million thanks to profit and changes in the equity. Moving ahead to the balance sheet, the investment property was described by Thomas. One of the elements here is the classification to asset held for sale, 48 million euro. This comprises of three assets: Varna with about 5.5 million, Osijek with about 1 million, and the remaining is Galeria Kazimierz office, all of which are scheduled to be sold during Q2. The cash in the company amounted to 80 million euro, which we will see probably decreasing in the next quarter as a result of the restructuring and the certain acceleration of loans deleveraging activity that continues, on one hand, reducing the risk, somewhat reinforcing the balance sheet in terms of equity and loans ratio. In terms of the loan to value, on the next page, it can be seen that the loan to value has slightly improved, slightly better, and I think the most important factor is that the interest coverage is good. If we look at quarter on quarter, we see slight change. This is mainly due to technical shifting of the interest related to the bond. However, on overall basis, the ratio is strong and is improving. The debt maturity has not changed versus the year end, but it is important to look at the pro forma debt maturity, which will follow the loan restructuring that hopefully we will secure in Q2. This is being presented on the next page. As can be seen, there are payments that are scheduled to EBRD, which is the main lender with whom we negotiate the restructuring, 34 million in the first year and about 26 to 30 million in the following year. In terms of the income statement, if we compare quarter on quarter, it can be seen that the improvement, the changes are mostly around the cost and efficiency. The main change is showing also in the financial cost following the deleveraging activity that the company implemented, and of course also thanks to gaining some exposure to a reduction in the interest rate in the market. The cash flow statement shows a consistent and stable operating activity, however, with a significant slowdown in investment activity. In fact, during the quarter, the investment activity was somewhat, I can say, record low, and with divestment of assets, generally we generated money rather than invested it, which of course is a very important element in the company strategy, the investment itself. The cash sources and uses were balanced during the quarter, so at the end of the period, cash did not change compared to the year-end result. That concludes the presentation for Q1, and if there are questions, we are glad to open the line for questions.
Thank you, sir. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. It's star 1 to ask a question. Your first question comes from Tomasz Krukowski from Deutsche Bank. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. This is Tomasz Krukowski, Deutsche Bank. Three questions, if I may. The first one refers to your negotiations with lenders regarding the debt where the covenants were broken. I had an impression that the terms were already achieved and you are just waiting to finalize, but you mentioned here that those negotiations are now more difficult given the failure of the capital increase. Could you please elaborate a little bit more on that issue and whether you see the risk of being forced to repay all those obligations yet this year? So this is the first one. The second one is regarding Galeria Północna. Is there any visible progress there when it comes to the permitting process? And the third question is about the funding options. I saw some headlines today in which you were saying that in the light of failure of the capital increase, you will look for other funding options for maybe selling some assets and recycling the capital. Could you please say something more on that? What kind of assets could be disposed? How much of cash you could generate and invest? So those three. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me comment on the first question. We are still, you have to understand that we have been negotiating the main terms of the loan restructuring in February this year with the banks, February and March, where everybody was still on a good hope that we are supported by our investors in capital raise and growing the platform, growing the income producing asset base, which is of course a bigger comfort on debt service. Since all this came not to reality, of course we do have a little bit more complicated discussions because we are not growing, but maybe we have to shrink because of we need to make some equity free by disposing assets. So we don't want to comment more on that. We are working very close with the banks, and we will communicate to the market the outcome when the restructuring agreements are signed, and because we do not feel to share that with everybody. Second, your question was on Galeria Północna. I just can tell you that we learned our lesson. There was a lot of forecasts made, especially Północna, Vilanov, on when building permits will be granted. We learned on different discussions with big shareholders here in Poland that we got a big hard time because of some of these estimates were not 100% correct. Therefore, we are not giving any estimate anymore, and we decided whenever we have a valid, legally valid building permit on the table, we will communicate to the market. The third is alternative funding options are, in our opinion, we are elaborating now, of course, everything in between mezzanine financing to joint venture financing to sale of assets. And because we do need to free up some equity, first of all, to match all the obligations on loan restructuring in the next 3 years, and also to fund some developments which we need to proceed, because otherwise we have to sell off a lot of assets and not growing the platform. So anything between mezzanine till asset sales will be measures to fund our operations and developments.
Thank you.
So your next question comes from Jakub Seitamel from Wood & Company. Please ask a question.
Right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect, sorry, I was on mute. Hi, this is Jakub from Wood. I have three questions. If possible, I would take them one by one. First, with regards to the Casimir's Office Center, I think this is quite remarkable. Provides liquidity need for amortization for the construction of the malls in Warsaw. First question, the beginning of the first quarter report, you said net price for property is 42 million euros. In the notes, there are several loans which are described as belonging to the Casimir's office. Two are approximately for 27 million euros each. The third one is small, for less than 1 million. So could you please clarify which of these loans belong to the Casimir's office center, and basically how much equity is the sale going to release?
Look, the loan numbers you have, I don't know where you have them from, but the thing is that there will be about 13 million free cash after repayment of the loans, and then there are still some taxes to be considered, but this is about the number we are talking about.
Right, perfect, thanks. Then my second question, again, regarding to the Casimir's office center sale, is about rental income. And basically, the center stands in a very good location. Historically, it had a full nil full occupancy. How much rental income is going to sale cost you annually?
We do not have the number on the table now, but this might be disclosed if the deal will be closed. And if the sale will happen, we will have to consult with the purchaser what details we can disclose on that one.
I understand. And my third question would be broadly, addressing the major sales or major asset disposals in the January call, you mentioned that you may sell one or two assets. And I want to ask you, what should we expect now? Has anything changed in the say, broader strategic framework regarding disposals following the result of the vote on the capital increase? And is there anything else cooking at the moment?
So at the moment, we are reconsidering our cash planning for the next 3 to 4 years. And according to the progress of development possibilities, and also according to the progress on loan restructuring, we will have to make our decision on time.
All right. Thanks.
Sorry. You're welcome.
Thank you. Is there no more questions, sir? Please continue.
Okay, so that would conclude our conference call. Thank you very much for being with us during that time, and we will talk to you in the next 3 months. Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude the conference today. Thank you for participating.
Yes.
You may all disconnect.